You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in, this is part two of a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago, was what you are going to hear today. I've entitled the sermon, for a lack of other title, Skin for Skin. Now that comes from something Satan said to God way back in the book of Job, chapter 2, verse 4, when they were talking about Job. Satan made this eye-opening comment. He said to God, skin for skin, exclamation point. All that a man has, he will give for his life. And that is really, it's an eye-opening statement, because that clues you in to what Satan's opinion of you is. This is what he thinks of you. This is what he thinks of mankind. And you know what? The devil's right for the most part. All that a man has, he will give for his life. I think of this man that had Ebola, the man who flew here to the country, the Liberian who knew he was in contact with dead people, and he lied. And he touched men, women, and children. He flew on an airplane with hundreds of people in it. Why? He proved Satan's point. All that a man has, he will give for his life. That's what this sermon is. This is a look at how God is calling us out of our comfort zone and how Satan attempts to sneakily keep us in it. Goes all the way back to Nehemiah building the wall. They tried to have him stop. The Lord Jesus Christ, Satan used Peter to get to him. My question is, what is God calling you to do today? Is he calling you out of the boat to do a special work for him? That's what this message is. This is part two of a three-part, of one sermon cut up into three parts. Skin for skin. Enjoy part two.
Not a scared mind, not a fearful mind, but a sound mind. Skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. And that's what the devil believes about you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and all of you. This is what Satan thinks about you. You will do anything to save your hide. Now, let's fast forward to the year 30 AD. And Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Matthew 16, 13. Now, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? So Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So Jesus answered and said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Right on, Pete. Right? Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. All right, here's Peter the Great, right? On top of the world. Can't you see him strutting around a little bit? With a feather in his cap, or, you know, me and Jesus are like this. Can't you see it? Blessed art thou, Simon. Then comes verse 21. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and raised on the third day. All right, stop right there. Underline those two words in your Bible, suffer and be killed. Now here comes trouble. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord. This will not happen to you. See, I want you to see that this was an innocent enough comment to make, was it not? Far be it from you, Lord. Any one of us could have made this comment. Far be it from you. People say this stuff to me all the time. When I tell them I'm going to go to jail sometime in my life, for preaching the gospel here in this church. And I hear it all the time, the same thing. Psst, that's not going to happen to you. Do an 87-week series on stewardship. Then you won't have to worry about anything. Or a 48-week series on love. And a 98-week series on joy. Take thine ease. Nothing will happen to you. Notice Jesus' response. He turned and said to Peter, get behind me, you devil. He was mad. There's the word, there's an exclamation point after that. Get behind me, Satan, for you are an offense to me. He says to Peter, you make me stink. You're an offense to me. The Greek word scandalon, where our word scandal comes from, means stumbling block. All he said was, this is not going to happen to you. Take thine ease. Relax. Same as Nehemiah. They're coming to hurt you. Let's go in the temple and sit down. No need to finish building this wall. Get behind me, you devil. You are an offense to me. You are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. You see, the things of God involve suffering. They did then, and they do today. Beware of anyone who will try to exchange comfort in place of suffering. Romans 8:17 says this. It says, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with him. You can't separate that from the Christian faith. I've heard R.C. Sproul all week saying on the radio, God is a God of suffering. You see, Satan even tried appealing to the Son of God's comfort zone and keep him in it. Nah, don't do that. Relax. Why be so zealous? Why take that stand? Why be so bold? And see, the Lord Jesus, he knows how to look behind the mask and identify who his enemy is. You peel back the layers on that onion, and what does the devil say to you? Through your closest friends. Never through your enemy. You don't believe your enemy. It's through your closest friends. Nah, don't do that. I do it tomorrow. Not today. You see, he doesn't come after you with a pitchfork. Don't do that today. Why do today when you can put off till tomorrow, right? He doesn't say grab an axe. He says relax. Let's look at another example here in the Word. Let's go back to the Old Testament, 2 Samuel chapter 11. We're doing some exposing today, aren't we? 2 Samuel chapter 11. Now, it happened in the spring of that year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed, walked on the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent and inquired about the woman. Someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" So then David sent messengers and took her. She came to him, and he lay with her, and she was cleansed from her impurity. She returned to her house. The woman conceived, sent and told David, and said, "I'm pregnant, David." Now, as a result of this, as a result of David staying home, instead of going out to war like he was supposed to, turn to the next chapter, chapter 12, and verse 1. It says, "Then the Lord sent Nathan," he was the prophet, "sent Nathan to David and came to him and said to him, 'There were two men in one city. One was rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who would come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him.' So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, 'As the Lord lives, the man who has done this will surely die, and he will restore fourfold for the lamb, because he did this thing and because he had no pity.' So then Nathan said to David, 'You the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel. I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house, your master's wives, into your keeping. I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. If that had been too little, I would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You've killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You've taken his wife to be your wife, and you've killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon.'" Now, verse 10, unfortunately, is the key. "Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, and you've taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife." See, now hear me out here, church. David ruined his life by this escapade. Oh, he was forgiven of his sin, but his life would never, ever be the same as a result of this. The consequences of sin remain forever. You always have to deal with the consequences. And this all resulted because David remained in the comforts of his palace when it wasn't the season for relaxing. It says it was at the time when kings go out to battle. That was verse 1. I can hear it now, the whisper in his ear. "Take thine ease, David. You're a great king. You've worked hard. Take some time off." How about this classic? "Treat yourself."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.